This year's Duluth Christmas Bird Count was held this past Saturday. Jim Lind, our count compiler, has the job of keeping track of all 59 observers and several additional feeder watchers and the 10,000-plus individuals of 55 bird species they reported. This year's count was about average in number of species seen, just one below the average of 56 species. Jim Lind wrote in summary, considering the bitter cold weather leading up to the count, the extensive snow cover, and a general consensus of slow birding in the area, I thought this was a very respectable total. Two American three-toed woodpeckers, a male and a female, were counted, which Jim noted finally fills a somewhat surprising gap in the species list for the Duluth count. Three black-backed woodpeckers were also seen, tying our second highest total. 33 pileated woodpeckers shattered the previous record of 20, and 88 hairy woodpeckers broke the record for that species, too. Jim noted that the Duluth Harbor was completely frozen over on count day for the first time in recent memory. He said, this was reflected in our somewhat low total of 7 waterfowl species. Nevertheless, late lingering gadwall and hooded mergansers were seen, as well as a record high count of 658 common golden eyes. Canal Park and Park Point had other species of interest, including an adult Thayer's gull, a sharp-shinned hawk, another was seen in East Duluth, a peregrine falcon, and an out-of-place boreal chickadee. My friend Allison Clark's varied thrush skunked my friend Mike Hendrickson, even though he came by Allison's house 5 times to find the bird. He did spot her boreal chickadee, and fortunately her thrush was nicer to Allison, so it was counted. A Townsend solitaire was found along Skywood Lane near St. Scholastica. Jim got reports of 10 or more northern cardinals in several Duluth backyards during early December, so he expected the record of 60 to be broken on count day. We ended up with only 45, which is still amazing considering that the record before 2000 was 6. Only 2 species of owls were found on count day, but one of them was a northern hawk owl along Air Park Boulevard. This is only the 7th time one has ever been recorded on the Duluth Christmas bird count. A Cooper's hawk seen in the Central Hillside area was only the 3rd record for that species. None of the counting teams reported an evening grosbeak on Saturday, but fortunately one feeder watcher who called in Saturday's results on Monday had seen an evening grosbeak, a single bird in the Upper Woodland neighborhood. The total number of robins seen on the entire count circle was 31, so I'm pretty proud of the fact that I personally saw 21 of them myself, all feeding together on berries, sunning in a bare tree, and sipping snowmelt on a rooftop, all in view at the same time. Robins appear every year on our count, but it's thrilling to see them on such a wintry day. Now that the Duluth Christmas bird count is over, it's time for me to look forward to the next big seasonal tradition, the Isabella Christmas bird count on December 30th. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.